This the Black Powder Podcast. Kick up your feet, lean on your armrest, right, and get your mind blessed on this conquest. Hold a grip like a 12th gauge. Let this moment kick. Black people moving and having some gun ownership. I carry weight, not to keep the camera safe. It's thinking about you, my kids and my parents' faces. The big topics they don't wanna involve us. Think we're novice, but now we're moving hard with revolvers. This the Black Powder Podcast. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Primer's hit, the powder's lit. It's time to get on target. Welcome to another episode of the Black Powder Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Yasuke Fett. And just a general reminder of your marching orders and why we have created the Black Powder Podcast. The main mission is to change the social view of black society and firearms. How did we do that? Glad you asked. We talk, walk, read, write, and think about it to find a better solution for a brighter future for the proper protection of black people. Join us through education, practice, and safety as we take down the stigma of black people and guns, one discussion at a time. Just a general reminder, you cannot do a mag dump without a couple of rounds. So if you like what you're hearing and you happen to like this show, send out an email to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what your favorite episode is. Whether or not you agree, disagree, or have questions, please make sure to send them to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com. And always, feel free to like, share, and subscribe. The only way to continue to grow is to continue to share this knowledge with other people. And the only way to even get the message out is to let everyone know. So once again, if you like what you heard and would like to continue to hear, please like, share, and subscribe. And as always, you can find us on multiple platforms, especially the main ones. As of recently, we are now on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and Audible.
We need more educators. That's why I support people, you know, like Eric. You know, I support people like, I know Maria's not an instructor, but she's out there consistently training and getting better. And I support people like Nina Flores or Ursula 308. Those people who are actually out there training, educating, doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Who act out here, boots on the ground, just people like Body Bio and stuff. I don't know too much about Maz Torre, but if he's here to help educate black people, sure. I just don't know too much about them, but again, if you're here to help, I'm all for it, because I can't teach this all.
Yeah, true. And Maj, he looks like he's on the level, man, from what I can see, because he is trying to get more politically active, I'd say. And
which is fine. But again, we don't need one black person to do everything. If Maj wants to be more political and have a black two-way representation politically, great. I would love to see if we had a black woman also coming there to represent the black women politically, all right? But when it comes to community issues, we should have people for that. When it comes to some other issues, we should have people for that. We should have black people in multiple fields to cover everything, not just one black person. Because we just have one, right, like a Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, what are they gonna do? They're just gonna kill them and then everything's going to go to shambles, because you put everything, all your eggs in one basket, and you lost that basket. So.
Yeah, well, if anything, it's got to be the right black people, too, because, Maz can do everything that he wants to, but if he's going up against somebody, say, for example, you got Marcel Dixon going against James Clyburn up in, I think, is it North Carolina, South Carolina, around that area, right? The biggest thing he has to worry about is the already established political record of Clyburn and everybody that's kind of brainwashed by what he's done in the past. Because if anything, he has no interest in actually helping his own people. So he's going up against that. But the thing is, he needs more people.
I've never heard of this. Again, I do the gun stuff. I'm anything like political, really, that's not like about gun control and shit, I really don't be following, because this is probably, I don't like politics. I don't understand the point really of politicians. It seems like the one position where you just tell people to, do stuff for me before I do stuff for you. They want you to vote them in office, give them all this money and shit. And so you put me on, then I'll do what you want me to do. They'll be like, if you get the millionaires and rich right now, like, if you, like, the Democratic Party, they got billions of dollars and they want to really get to the black community, why not help fix things in the black community before you start asking for their vote? So when you go to them, you're like, hey, you said this school was, the school's education was messed up, so we hired the best teachers or we educated these teachers, and now your school's gone from F and D schools to A and B schools. You said you guys didn't have the proper jobs in your community to help black men stay out of gangs and prison. We helped create all these jobs. Now there's an influx of lawyers and doctors and technicians and tradesmen and craftsmen, right? That would make your selling point a lot better to the black community versus, we ain't did shit for you the last term or any other term, but I swear to you, in this next term, we will. Right?
That's been the MO. And basically, I mean, I could agree with that, but the biggest problem is the black representation that you were supposed to have long ago, especially after the Martin Luther King assassination. That's when everything changed even worse because he was sold out. But you got those same people that sold him out being political figures and representations for quote-unquote black people. Like, you know, I can respect Jesse Jackson for going to the polling areas in Georgia and trying to get more polling machines opened up. But at the end of the day, I don't really see him doing that for the quote-unquote benefit of black people. I see him doing that for the benefit of the Democratic Party because black people are a quote-unquote monolith that are always going to vote Democrat. That's why he did that. Just like when Stacey Abrams ran over here, she wasn't running so she can get an office. She was running so she can get more votes for Biden. She was never going to win the office, especially since she didn't go into black areas that involve black men. So it's like there's a lot of plot twist in politics to where black people are continuously being utilized against themselves. That's why I'm looking at it like, if we actually got somebody who's 10 toes down and is actually trying to make changes and do stuff positively for black society and not just talking up their ass.
They would never, first of all, you know, if they was all about that, they would never have been considered for that position to begin with. You know, America, it was born and forged on racism. And that shit hasn't gone away just because you see black people with money now or because we're not slaves. I mean, we're not slaves in chains. We're slaves in financially slaves, you know, or like mental slaves. But yeah, the game's always been dirty, man. I was thinking that future video. We walk around like it's the evil world we live in. It's true, man. That's why I tell black people, you know, what are you going to do to fix it? As long as we sit here and complain about it, the longer it carries out. The sooner we start doing something about it, the sooner we can end it. Or, you know, something like that.
Well, you know, like Frederick Douglass said back then, man, there's like three boxes that influences black people. The bullet box, the ballot box, and the jewelry box. The jewelry box is taken away from us. We've had the bullet box, but even that was taken away from us.
Lost that jewelry box, they definitely found it with all them gold grills and diamond chains and pendants and shit. So they definitely found the jewelry box.
They ain't going to give us the jewelry box. That's why you got so many studies on reparations right now, because they don't have the intentions of doing it, because the best way that they can make money off of black society is to always they push us forward as like the guinea pigs. You know, they make money off our pain. Because, I mean, look all right, at all that that has happened in the past recently.
I mean, I'd say as black people, the same thing. The roles were flipped and white people were oppressed. And you knew that giving them reparations would give them the opportunity to challenge you or challenge your position. Would black people do it? 90% of them are going to say no. And so the same thing when it comes to them giving us reparation. They know, yes, there's going to be a lot of Negroes that do dumb shit. But they also know there's going to be a lot of Negroes who are going to start doing the right shit. That's the ones they're afraid of, right? We start giving the black people all this money. They start buying land. They start investing in themselves and their communities and building jobs and shit. And next thing you know, they don't need us no more, or they're outpacing us.
Yep.
You kind of see, you can hear and sound like where like a racist white politician would be like, nah, this can't happen. You're like, no matter how much they cry and scream, it's like the Epstein list. You know, you think they're going to give you every name on that list? Fuck no.
Give them the first 1 through 5, skip 6, 7. Give them
Yeah,
8,
exactly.
13, and 55. You're
What I
right,
can
though,
see,
man. You're right.
no, I can see America doing, reaching out to all those people on that list and saying, I want $100 million for your name to be removed off this list. Right? And so if you can't pay that, your name is getting revealed. I can see America doing some shady, grimy shit like that.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Exactly. We know how our country is better than anybody because we've been living here and we've been fighting against it. So.
Yeah, that's true, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm just maybe I'm just not willing to give up
You're a
yet. I don't know.
conspiracy theorist. That's what you are, conspiracy theorist.
I don't know about that, but shoot. I ain't got no tinfoil koofy or anything, brother, it's been good talking with you, man. Where can everybody find you at?
You can find me at YouTube or Facebook, Locks and Load Firearms Review. So it's LOCS, like dreadlocks, LOCS, letter N, LOAD. I even people be like, it's locked and loaded. No, there's no ED. It's just Locks and Load Firearm Reviews. It's Locks and Load on Instagram. And if you want to get firearm training by me, I restarted my training company with me and Eric, Undead Prophet. That is WagundaNation.net. So I'm sure they can see it when you do the description on the for the podcast. I don't know if it's gonna be on Spotify, all platforms.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be on as many platforms as I can put it on. I'll make sure to put the links down there too, man.
Yeah, just don't put it on your OnlyFans.
Yeah, they ain't making a lot of money. I mean, I keep trying to sell the feet pictures, no luck.
You gotta do wiki feats.
Hell no, man. That thing probably does exist. I don't know. All
Hey, don't
right,
put it
man.
on. All right, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you for making time for this too, man.
No problem, man. I always like to make time for our people.
Definitely. And hey, if you want to come back, I'll reach out to you, man, because I got some ideas brewing on the back burner that I'm trying to get more people involved in. So I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, let me know.
All right, cool. Bet.
All right.
All right, peace.
This the Black Powder Podcast, let's get explicit. We got the wisdom hitting targets with a mark with precision. We're having fun in the booth, we're running gun for the truth. Every future black gun owner, we're spreading the news. We do illegal, we're moving regal and blessing the people. Some hopes for the culture, we keep it locked like guns in a holster. Holding it down as we're loading the rounds. If they were nervous back then, right, then they're gonna be scared of us now. Black Powder Podcast, we'll be back in a while. Yeah.